Hello, FHN All Day viewers and listeners. We are back once again, another podcast. Time is now 11:11. We've been going at this one for 5 hours and 11 minutes. Still going strong, having a lot of fun. This time we are joined with, Freud?
It's Frau.
Frau.
Yeah, Frau.
McPartland. Yeah, I do not speak German personally.
No worries.
I learned it just for you.
Thank you. Ich spreche nur Deutsch jetzt.
Sie.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So now you're a German teacher here at Francis Howell North, and I know you also go to Barnwell.
It is true.
To teach German there. So what first got you interested in German?
It's interesting. I just was asked by a student in my German 1 class, your last name is totally Irish, right?
Yes.
And I was like, yes, McPartland is absolutely Irish. And why German? My dad wants to know. So my joke is traditionally that my high school didn't offer Gaelic, because that would have been my ancestral language. But actually, my dad knew German. Okay. And I was curious, like, oh, what's that language all about? And then when I got to, we actually had it in middle school. So Spanish, I felt like everybody did that. And I was like, I want to be a rebel. And then French is cool, but I'm a horrible speller.
Yes.
And when I discovered you put an S on the end of words and never say that, I was like, oh, that's just mean. So I thought German would be the one for me. So,
yeah.
And actually my older sibling, my older brother and my younger sister, we all study German.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So you learned German, I guess, in the school environment, right? Learned through academically. Did you take through German 5 in high school?
Yes, I did. My middle school, we had 2 years. 7th and 8th grade was like level 1 A and B. Mm-hmm. So by the time I got to my senior year, I was at level 5. And I did the college credit thing.
Yeah.
So then jumped right into like 300 levels or whatever in college.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
It's impressive that you were able to do that. I personally went through Spanish 3 with Senior Johnson.
I didn't even make it that far. Oh. I wanted to. I like learning another language would be awesome, but I just couldn't. Spanish didn't click with
me. It's so much fun in theory, but it's so difficult.
It's like you have to, it's a different kind of learning.
Yeah.
And it has a lot to do with expressing who you are, I think, more than just a vocabulary list or a formula or something.
It feels like almost so much time goes devoted into learning another language. Like, it's not like math or science when you can, like, set a time to do this for 30 minutes. If you're doing, like, French or German, you have to, like, work until you know the specific thing, it feels like.
Mm-hmm. I think it also involves a lot of bravery. Like, you have to, you're communicating an idea more than just a fill in the blank. So it's like, it's a deeper and a different kind of thinking. And so it takes more time and I think a different kind of effort.
So I know a big part of learning a language is actually being immersed in the language and culture. So how many times have you been to German-speaking countries?
I did the math once, but I like figured out I'd been there with trips and exchange programs like more like a couple years of my life, actually. Mm-hmm. So I started in high school for an exchange program over the summer for 3.5 weeks and lived with the host family and did that. And then really the big investment was a year in college. I did a year abroad.
Wow.
And studied at the University of Stuttgart in southern Germany. And then after that, I led trips and, you know, visited. But that, you know, 11 months being surrounded by it nonstop is, that's really where you get it. It's like in your, almost in your DNA.
Did it feel like, did it change anything about you personally? Like, did you feel like yourself, like, becoming more like the area, like, did you feel immersed?
Yeah, really? I think culturally, you know, and that's the other thing that's kind of hard to do in a classroom setting is really think like Germans think or Spanish speakers or French speakers. So when you don't really know your culture until you're outside of it. So there are definitely things that frustrated me about German culture because I wasn't prepared for it. And then also there are takeaways that I was like, oh, that I wish we could have back home. Something like they're really upfront and really straightforward, almost to a point where we Americans would be insulted. My classic story is I was washing the dishes, which seems like a really basic, like my mom taught me, like, okay. And while I was doing it wrong, And like, and I was like, what do you mean I'm doing it wrong? And so basically I left the water running, which seemed normal, but then and this guy was really upset. Like, it's all wrong. And I'm like, what are you talking about? My mom taught me. Why would my mom? So, but I realized, culturally that was not okay. And then I realized, he was not trying to belittle me or anything, but he was just trying to correct me.
Yeah.
And it was just more like in my face than I was used to. But there are some times where we like kind of like tiptoe around topics where if I just say, this is how I'm feeling, then it can be rectified and we can move on instead of just like, well, should I tell her? I don't know. I might hurt her feelings. It's like, you know, let's just be a little bit more direct and then we can repair relationships faster.
So would you encourage overseas travel?
Oh, absolutely.
For those benefits?
Yeah. And even if it's a small, like, because I was able to invest a whole year of my life. Mm-hmm. And that's not everybody's, you know, not everybody has that chance. But even if you're able to be a tourist or, you know, immerse yourself, have a conversation, but you don't even have to like get on a plane to do it. You can do it right here at North. Mm-hmm. You can find somebody from a different culture or different experience and just ask them like, you know, what kind of food do you have? Or, you know, are you, you know, what's a traditional holiday celebration in your culture? Like just the open, the willingness, the curiosity is all you really need.
Well, that's definitely a great thing about North is we have so many different cultures and people coming from so many different backgrounds. There's so much to learn just at the building, not having to travel or anything. So with your interest in German, what made you want to pursue teaching itself?
Well, it was my backup plan.
What was your beginning plan?
Well, I'm certified in German and biology. My secret degree, which I guess isn't secret anymore, is biology. And I taught biology for 6 years before I came here. And so I loved both aspects. And actually, throughout college, I would, like, have a heavy science semester and then, like, I'm so tired of, you know, cell structure and mitosis or whatever. And then I'd say, okay, I want to read a play. And so I'd get all into my literature stuff. So I thought, I'll be a scientist. I really thought I'd do like animal behaviorism or something. And then I started working at the zoo and I worked with the most scary creatures ever, the humans.
Yeah,
they were really frightening. So, and then I realized I need to be around people. And so, and then I did like observe some classes and did my student teaching. And so I thought, no, this is where I want it. I enjoy the learning, and I don't want to stop learning. And so being, and also being around young people is appealing. So I was like, no, this is, I need to do this.
So you feel like when you're teaching your students, you're learning something from them back?
Oh, every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
So with that, you took like a 6 year break from focusing on German, right?
That's
to
true.
Do biology. How did you stay fluent in German, like, over that time?
I crammed for my interview. I really did. I was like, I haven't done German in so long. But it is there. It's like a skill. I think, again, different than maybe some other superficial, nothing wrong with it, but like a math skill. Like, I like algebra. Geometry never spoke to me. And I could dig around to find my algebra, but it's not the same. So my German was there. I just had to rediscover it.
Yeah, you had to remember it all.
And then when I started, I actually taught all five levels. So that's a real quick, here you go.
Big learning curve.
Yeah. So, and then I knew my German actually was probably year two or three when I felt like, okay, my German's as good or better than it was before.
Do you have, so we've talked a lot about like German and like the German culture. Do you have any other like places you'd love to visit, love to learn about? Like, I know you said you liked French a little bit earlier.
I've done when I was in Europe, I did a lot of traveling because it was right there. And so I visited most every European country while I was there on breaks. Yeah. The German students would be studying for finals, and my friends and I would take a train to, like, Spain for a week and stuff. But actually, I'm fascinated with Japan. I always think a place I'd like to see is Tokyo. I don't really have any connection to the culture, except I just think it'd be cool.
My father and I have been looking into travel, and my first go-to was going to be Tokyo. I decided I'd rather go to, we're doing London and Paris.
Nice.
But when I was looking into Tokyo, like, I had a manager at work who actually, like, grew up in Tokyo. We were just talking about the cultural differences, and it's just fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, I talked to someone, someone once came into my work, not a manager, but a customer, and they talked about, like, they traveled to Tokyo, and they said, like, they noticed, like, cultural differences, like you talked about with German, how, like, it's much more, it's, like, it's very quiet over there, and he even talked about, like, how it's not dirty here, he said, but it's cleaner there. Like, you can, like, you notice that, like, you notice what is different about, mm-hmm. like, America from, like, mm-hmm. these other places.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, a little bit into your free time here. Now, before this podcast started, you mentioned a little bit about DJing, was
it? It's true. Yeah. Yeah. So, one of my extracurriculars in college was working at the radio station. Oh. And so, I started as a DJ. And then quickly, I think they were desperate for leadership. So, I became PSA director back when we had public awesome. Service announcements. And then... nobody was around, and I think it was also because I was a girl. And they said, you can be a program director. And I was like, okay. So, but they we were on the, we were an AM, like, only, and it was only on campus that people could, like, dial in their AM radio to, yeah. to hear us.
Yeah.
But it was cool. And I really enjoyed it. If I could have my dream job, that would be cool. But it's so competitive. It's, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, so. DJing, I feel like, unless you're already a celebrity, like, I know, like, Idris Elba, a lot of already famous artists, like, they DJ and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's, I feel like it's hard to make a rise for yourself unless you have connections and you work with big artists and stuff like that. Would that be, you've had a few jobs, like you said, mm-hmm. but would that ever be an option for you if you could, like, in a perfect world?
It would be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, there's an element that is a performance, and mm-hmm. I think teaching is that mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
You have the audience, and you're, you know, and you're, there's a lot of things that are similar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was fun. Also, just being creative and sharing things, like discovering new artists or, you know, whatever, it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you mentioned that you had, teaching was your backup plan, you were interested in biology too. It was biology something that developed for you in, like, high school, college, or was that more so elementary school, middle school there?
I think I always was fascinated about how life worked and, like, why, you know, why do the leaves fall at a certain time, or why does the, you know, what is a dog relate to its owner in the way it does, or whatever. And so just thinking about how things work is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had good teachers, but it was really just kind of a creative or a curious thing, more like, I want to know how that functions. What's that all about?
Yeah. So have you ever talked to Brock? We had Brock Smith on here earlier today. Man. do you talk to him about this stuff at all?
No, like I said, it's been basically my secret degree.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, okay. I mean, I tell my nighttime kids and my students, if they're studying biology, hey, we can talk mitochondria or, you know, aerobic, you know, respiration if you need me to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's something cool about being an elective and a world language teacher, because now I can talk about music and I can talk about art, and we can watch film, and we can talk about history and poetry and all that, which it was hard to incorporate that in my biology class.
Me and you, I've talked to you before about film club, which I've mentioned a couple times on the podcast, and how you're interested in hopefully showing foreign films, mm-hmm. which I would love to definitely incorporate that. I think showing foreign films can it can give you a taste of, like, what's different, because film, like, movies and film have been around forever in, like, American life, and people are so used to the American way of film and Hollywood, so looking at it from a different perspective, looking at different examples, I think that would be pretty awesome.
And I think too, it's another, you can get a little bit outside of your culture and mm-hmm. just, like, again, it's way cheaper than a plane ticket, so mm-hmm. to observe, you know, how they interact, or even when you're listening to the music they use, or the way the scene is set up. I mean, if you want to go cinematography, or even just, like, what does a German apartment look like?
Yeah.
And I think, too, we don't recognize the influence that other cultures have had on our film industry, mm-hmm. because our movies are everywhere, so we just don't even think about it. But, like, and there's a heavy German influence, actually, in Hollywood. A lot of folks were leaving Germany during the 20s, and mm-hmm. a lot of their influence is still felt in some of the big Hollywood films.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well.
Well, We know that this is your
my lunch.
Yeah. Don't want to keep you too long as your lunch break here is winding down. So thank you so much for coming out for this podcast. Really appreciate it. For all those tuning in, make sure to stay tuned as Kyle O'Keefe is coming up next. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.